Kenth paused and ran his gaze around the circle, giving each master an opportunity to object. When none did, he said,
"Ending this revolt will put the Jedi Order temporarily on the side of the slavers and the Mandalorians. Can we accept that?"
"This one cannot," Saba objected. "We can also end the revolt by chasing the Mandalorians away."
"I don't see how," Tian said. "If the Octusi will keep marching until they win, we've only delayed the confrontation."
"Sometimes delay is prevention," Saba replied. "The Blau Duns and the Octusi are not enemies. Without interference, they will come to their own arrangement, without blood."
Kenth remained silent, waiting for someone else to point out the flaw in Saba's plan. When no one did, he realized he would have to do that himself.
"Are you suggesting the Jedi take military action, Master Sabatine?"
he asked.
"Because at the moment, that is just not possible."
"Of course it is not possible."
Saba's tail thumped the floor so hard that Kenth felt the impact through the seat of his chair.
"We have the Sith to fight."
"So you're suggesting what exactly?" Kip asked. "Because chasing off an entire brigade of Mandalorians is a pretty tall order, even for a Jedi Knight."
"You are right, Master Duren," Saba said. "We may have to send two."
The silence that followed suggested that the rest of the Masters were as stunned by the suggestion as Kenth was. After a moment, Kyle asked, "Are you suggesting that we send Tassar and Willem?"
"No!"
Saba's head snapped around so quickly that Kenth wondered for an instant whether someone had reached for a lightsaber.
"Why would you think that?"
"My apologies," Kyle said, frowning in puzzlement. "I thought you meant to suggest them."
"Tassar and Willem are busy."
Saba glared at Kyle a moment, then looked back to the circle.
"We must send someone else."
Kenth did not recall hearing of any mission involving the two Barabels, and these days, not hearing about anything involving a Jedi worried him. He thought for a moment, trying to recall the two Barabel females who had helped the Solos sneak a load of psychotic Jedi off the planet a couple of months ago. They had been the youngest members of the Wild Knights when Saba appeared with the band during the war with the Yuuzhan Vong, and they had flown with honor and ferocity in half a dozen space battles.
"What about Zal and Nordi?"
he asked, finally recalling their names.
"This one said no."
Saba stood and whirled so fast that Kenth had to exert an act of will to keep from leaping to his feet. Several other masters did not bother rising to stand in front of their chairs, with their hands hovering over their lightsabers. Saba glanced at their hands, then snorted in derision.
"Dordi and Zal are not available either. Barabel Jedi Knights are not available."
Kenth remained in his chair, more puzzled by Saba's anger than he was frightened by it. In a calm voice, he asked,
"Then why not?"
Saba's scales bristled, and her tail lashed around so fast that Kenth and Silgal both had to jump to avoid being swept off their feet.
"It's private."
"Private?"
Kenth glanced over at the Solos for some explanation, and found them looking just as puzzled as he was. Whatever the Barabels were up to, they were keeping it completely to themselves, and a secret mission cooked up by Barabels could not be a good thing.